A big winter storm hits the east.
Oh man, it's slushy, slippery, it's icy now.
But this is only the beginning.
The Republican health care plan.
We'll lower premiums 10%. It stabilizes the market.
The Democratic response.
If there was ever a war on seniors, Trump care is it.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. A powerful nor'easter has blizzard warnings up from Pennsylvania to Maine with winter storm conditions from Maryland on north. We have reporters up and down the East Coast. Correspondent David Begno in New York's Times Square.
This is the heart of New York City. It's where all the tourists come, right? It is darn near empty. Crews have been cleaning the streets, so for the most part, there's not a big snow buildup here. But as more of the storm starts to move in, what we're hearing are phrases like life-threatening, people being told to shelter in place, and the mayor of New York City has canceled classes across New York.
I'm Matt Piper in New York City. At this time in the morning, there'd be horns honking, people bustling from trains and buses to work. But today, not so much, as some parts of mass transit, any above-ground subway here, is shut down, leaving people with nothing to do but to have to take a day off from work. And just south of here along the Jersey Shore, the concern isn't so much snow, but coastal flooding. CBS News correspondent Anna Warner is in Seabright, New Jersey.
Those waves, they are ferocious. The wind is blowing so hard here that at times it feels like the gusts are going to blow my feet. The rain is coming sideways. And here's the concern. So at 9 o'clock this morning, high tide hits. What they're worried about is storm surge of 2 to 3 feet.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Philadelphia.
But it's just nasty out here. And we've got the best of both worlds, if you will. We've got a little snow, a little rain, a little sleet. It's created snow that is very hard. So on these roads right here, some of them are iced over, which is causing accidents.
WTOP reporter Mike Iannelli is in Rockville, Maryland.
Freezing rain is coming down following all the snow that fell overnight. Parked cars are encased in a shell that you have to crack through. This man drives a plow.
3 to 6 inches of ice on top of maybe an inch of snow, and now it's raining on top of it.
There are piles of snow that cause your tires to spin, and you struggle to get through them, hoping you don't get stuck.
This is Ben Parker in Framingham, Massachusetts, with snow falling at varying rates and concerns from blizzard conditions to wind and coastal flooding. The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency is at a partial activation at their bunker outside Boston. Chris Bessie is a spokesman for the agency. They'll be monitoring where the trouble spots are.
And also checking in with the communities across the state and seeing what impacts they have and what assistance they may require from us.
There are concerns about power outages with wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour. Utility companies are also here watching and waiting.
I'm Carl Stevens at Logan Airport, where a lot of people who wanted to fly aren't going anywhere.
I'm here for the day and night, and I don't fly out till 6 o'clock tomorrow if I get out.
And you want to go to Florida?
Yes, yes, I'm going to Fort Myers.
With a few exceptions, the only things flying around here are snowflakes.
FlightAware.com says more than 7,700 flights have been canceled, leaving about 400,000 passengers stranded. Schools are closed in dozens of places. Government workers are on a three-hour delay in Washington. That snow is not confined to the Northeast by any means. It's still snowing in Chicago. More than 30 cars were involved in two crashes on the Kennedy Expressway. A lake effect snow warning is still active for Chicago. Now to the cost of an Obamacare replacement. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says taxpayers will save money, but the cost in other factors is high. The Trump administration says the numbers are flawed. We get more on that live from White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The CBO estimates an immediate impact. The nonpartisan analysts predict 14 million fewer Americans would carry insurance next year. In 10 years, CBO says, 24 million people now expected to have coverage would go uninsured under the GOP plan. But the report also counts $337 billion in taxpayer savings. And it estimates that while older working Americans would see their costs go up, the average premium would go down 10%. House Man told Fox News.
I think if you read this entire report, I'm pretty encouraged by it, and it actually exceeded my expectations.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says Republicans are most interested in repealing Obamacare's taxes.
24 million people losing health insurance is not a problem for them.
Still, both sides will take what they can from this report to gain leverage in what the president calls, and these are his words, a big, fat, beautiful negotiation.
Peter?
The deadline has come and gone, and the House Judiciary Committee is still waiting for the Trump administration to show then-President Obama had the Trump Tower bugged just before Election Day. More from CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The Justice Department asked for an extension, and they now have until March 20th to produce any proof. If they miss that deadline, then the House committee may use subpoena power to gather information.
March 20th is the date for the first public hearings on the House investigation into possible Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. The Trump administration has reportedly told the CIA it can use drones to hit suspected terrorists. Drone strikes are currently the Pentagon's responsibility. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons says the president is hoping the move will mean better results.
The administration is concerned about the lack of responsiveness by the military to these drone strikes. And by giving this mission back to the CIA, which had it originally, he suspects that they will move quicker and decide fast.
Everett Washington is suing drug maker Purdue Pharma, which produces the opioid OxyContin. City officials say the drug maker knowingly allowed pills to be funneled into the black market there and did nothing to stop it. Scotland is home to one of the world's oldest golf courses, and its members have just voted for a big change in its membership policy. CBS's Vicky Barker has more from London.
Within the past hour, Muirfield Golf Club in Scotland has voted to lift its ban on women members, effective immediately. Last year, Muirfield was removed from the list of venues eligible to host the Open after an earlier vote to allow women failed to reach the two-thirds majority needed. Today's reballoting means members can return to their previous preoccupation, debating whether they or St. Andrews in Scotland are the world's oldest golf course. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
More foods are becoming healthier foods. We get more on that from CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy.
Americans are becoming more health conscious, and it's apparent in the food products we buy. According to a survey of more than 100 food companies by the Consumer Goods Forum, more than 180,000 products were reformulated in 2016, double the number of the previous year. Sugar and salt content accounted for most of the changes, with reduced amounts in about one in every five food products. Some of the biggest changes in sweetened sodas and chocolate. Mars says it's cut calories in nearly all of its candies. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
March Madness officially starts tonight with a pair of play-in games for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Mount St. Mary's takes on New Orleans, followed by Kansas State and Wake Forest in Dayton. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Peter King, CBS News.